My name is Chris Snezak, and I am playing Jameson Creed, the Prismatic Mage, and I am from Misdirected Mark Productions.
I'm Brett B. from Gaming and BS. I am playing big, brawny, very loyal family member Corby, the male fighter.
I'm Tom from Knights of the Night. I'm playing Kelsey Fenn, the older sister to Corby.
Hi, this is Kevin Lovecraft. Someone once was nice enough to say that I'm the glue between Gaming and BS and Misdirected Mark. I am playing Ashani Fenn.
I'm Emily from She's a Super Geek, and I am your game master for this venture through the world of Avanti. From the Wednesday evening podcast All-Stars, Avanti, Glitter, and Blood.
As the Fenn family heroes were searching for the Storm Queen, they first found the storm that did quite a number on their ship. Meanwhile, the Shogun attack had done quite a number on the sailors' morale. And so, Captain Stone gave the executive decision to find the nearest floating island to get repairs. And while some of the Fenn family heroes were a little anxious to get on with it, others knew that a boat without the proper patching up had no place on the open sea. And I know that this bar knows what I'm talking about. So they pulled out to Fortitude's Flotsam. It's not too far from here. I'm sure some of you have been there. Uzuma Fortitude is quite a friend of mine, and, well, she tells this story a little bit differently than I heard it from the Fenn family folks, but since we're telling their story, we'll tell it from their point of view. Do you see that there is definitely a large sign that says ship repair? That's also one of the big things they do.
I think we're going to the place with a sign, right, Kelsey?
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
Yes.
Totally getting the hang of this sailor thing.
I'm sleeping in the crow's nest.
Jameson, you can't give me a perception roll, but could I get perception rolls from who's ever paying attention?
Yes, I'm totally paying attention here. 16.
No, that's me. That's 16.
Ah, crap. See how paying that's attention. How, shut up. I'm not paying attention. Oh, I walked right into that. I didn't even mean to walk right into that.
Corby, what do you think you see?
Well, I'm pretty sure that captain is a stout woman. She knows exactly what she's doing, and I am trying to see what she sees. So she's kind of like looking at him, like doing the finger in my eyes, going, okay, she's looking over there. Is she looking at that? Wait, like left foot forward, right back, head up. Okay.
And I'm watching Corby this entire time and laughing under my breath. I rolled the same as he did. So.
Ashani, you notice that there seems to be four groups of houseboats and that are floating kind of in a square shape, and that in between them is a large magical gathering point.
Like the equivalent of a square or...
Except it's circular. They're not right next to each other. There's some room. There are walkways between them, but you have to go to that middle to get to anywhere else.
So we're heading in towards one of those groups where we see the sign for ship repairs?
Yes.
Okay, so we should be able to make our way through those ships into the plaza. So I'll point out that area to Corby and Kelsey.
That's where the captain wants us to go. Obviously.
Where the sign is.
So someone rings a bell on the ship that's like a, hey, we're here. You hear a bell ringing back from the boat repair. Slowly, these wooden decks begin to, they were originally the kind of first decks of the houseboat, and now they are literally flipping up and over to become a dock for you to dock.
Oh, cool.
These people know what they're doing. And it looks like it's a combination of magic and technology that is able to have them do this.
Do I spot any of our clockwork mechanical pieces in there or anything?
You definitely do.
I give an elbow to Corby and like, see that right there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's from the clan. See those gears?
Oh, yeah, the big things with circles and teeth on it. Yeah, we make those. So this is basically the nautical equivalent of a space station.
Yes.
I like it.
So you come up and they're doing the sailor thing, tossing ropes back and forth to get you tied up. A woman walks onto the dock who looks like she's probably in charge. She's checking out the damage. She's sending people here and there. And so as the plank comes down for you to walk down, she would be naturally the one to talk to. She looks mostly human.
Mostly.
Is this a dweller station?
Are you asking the GM or are you asking as Jameson to other people?
I'm asking the GM because Jameson's asleep in the crow's nest.
These types of floating islands usually have a lot of sea dwellers, but a lot of other types of people will live on them either temporarily or for long periods of time. So you've probably stopped at these kinds of places before. You can figure out that there are probably some merchants on here. There's probably a bunch of fishers. There's probably some people known as runners. They actually should be called boaters, but they're called runners because that's what they're just called. And those are people who will take the daily catch back and forth to the mainland. One that is this big, it's, you know, the size of a robust village, probably has some sort of leadership.
Kelsey's the first one off of the ship because she really has nothing to do on there. So she jumps onto the gangplank. She walks down onto the dock and asks the person who greeted us. We have a bit of trouble with the boat. I'm not sure what it is. I'm sure the captain will cover it with you.
I think it got damaged in the storm, Kelsey.
Yeah,
There's like lots of wind, and then we had those fish people attacked us, so I think they wrecked some stuff.
Yes, and we do need some repairs, which the captain will fill you in on. But I was curious as to, is there a bar that is like where someone who is very flashy and outgoing would go to on this dock area? Just somewhere, you know, that is very, like bards would perform and things along that line?
Well, yes. We have...
Okay, tell me another bar's name, because I'm going there.
And she kind of looks at you and cocks her head and says, well, most bards will just perform on the town circle. But if you're looking, there is a type of tavern, but there's also a family-friendly restaurant.
I look over at Corby.
Whatever you want, sister. I just want some food, like a lot of food. The ship's rations are like, oh, you got to save some for other people, blah, blah, blah.
And that's when Jameson walks off the boat with the rest of you.
Oh, damn it.
Were you trying to leave him behind?
No, certainly not. Never. No, I would never.
Shani, come with me. This is I know a wonderful family restaurant on this floating island. It's called Villy's. They have the best fish cakes. Come on, come with me. Come with me. My treat.
I was going to suggest a family restaurant, Corby. We'll get the family meal and you can eat all of it.
Okay, good.
All right, Sparkles. I'll come with you. I stop by the dweller though on the plank. I'm like, "Good day, master. I'm Ashani Fenn. If you could please provide detailed invoicing for repairs, and actually you probably need a statement of work before you begin repairs, because we'll have to see what's in the budget."
Well, I assume what's in the budget is whatever it takes to fix your boat.
Well, whatever it takes for it to be seaworthy.
Well, you must have been sailing for so long to get here, because there's been no storm with this amount of damage in several weeks.
That's interesting. We went through a storm.
I just want to, can we get the...
Yeah, that's way, Corby. Come here.
All right, good.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. We haven't been sailing that long. There's a storm out there. How do they not know about storms? I don't understand.
Hey, Sparkles, where's this place at?
It's over here. I'm already like halfway down past a boat already. I skipped across three planks.
Ishanti, honey, I'm going to order for you. What do you want? We'll have it waiting for you when you get there.
Oh, fish cakes, I guess.
Oh, I thought that was a swear word. Okay, fish cakes, got it.
I'm just going to hold out my hand to the dweller. Go, my name's Ashani.
Ella Lith, Kusama trained.
Good to meet you.
Would you like to see my certificate from the Kusama family?
Actually, I would love to see that.
Okay, come on, Corby, this way. Come on.
Why paperwork? Why do...
I just nod at you guys, like, go ahead.
Fish cakes, got it. They'll be there for you.
We're gone.
As you're walking, all of a sudden from above you, you hear something sliding from above you at an angle. Comes a penguin that just lands on its belly and slides down the deck and into the sea.
A penguin?
A penguin.
Cool.
You see the penguin then come back up with a fish in its bill and start waddling down the plank.
Those are really good with like a tempura batter. But you got to get a bunch of them because penguins don't have a lot of meat.
No.
What?
They're cute. You don't want to eat that.
What? Okay. Oh, see? That's a pet. See? Oh, well then that's...
Now, what did Mom say about eating pets?
Don't eat pets. Fine.
So as you come on to the town circle, you see that there is indeed what looks like a tent that has a general store set up. There's also a tent that's marked with the sign of a healer, also with a sign of a worshiper of the great goddess. And there's also some white tents that you don't know what are there for. And the penguin's going to waddle past Jameson and up the plank towards Villy's.
If that penguin caught the fish that goes in my fish cake, I'm going to be really crabby because it's like dog food then.
What are you talking about, Corby? That's a very legitimate way to fish around here. Train up some penguins, have them fish for you. It's very efficient. They're very good fishermen.
Yeah, they'll pre-chew it for you too. I'm still not going to eat it.
All right, in we go.
Penguins don't actually chew. They just swallow.
Still gross.
Ew. Yeah.
You see the penguin get up and there is someone who looks like a half elf, half dwarf who takes the fish and throws it into a bucket and then pats the penguin's head and then kind of tosses it back up into what appears to be a slide that sends them down and into the sea.
Hey, Ashanti, I don't think you want the fish cake.
The woman will turn to you and say, Villy's catches their own. I didn't train these hunting penguins for Villy.
Oh, good? I mean, okay.
Villy's serves the best fish cakes in this part of the ocean.
Fish cakes and a really big beer.
Chris, do you know Villy?
Yeah, yes, I've been here before. Uh-huh, I know Villy.
What does Villy's look like?
It is a themed restaurant to be, like, pirate-themed. They have the skull and crossbones flags here and there. The Villy herself wears a pirate outfit often. She has a fake peg leg that she wears. And the food here is, like, great. The tables are all pretty clean. They serve, like, peanuts in, like, buckets on the tables. It smells like seafood.
Do they have, like, a family meal where they have, like, big, huge bowls that the whole family
style?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for Corby.
I don't know what the rest of you are eating, but I'm going to put this right here.
And then I want a Cobb salad. Thank you. Oh, and fish cakes. We need a separate order of fish cakes.
All right. Fish cakes, family meal for one, and a Cobb salad.
I would like a Queon roll, please. Thank you. In tempura batter. Appreciate it. Oh, also tell Villy, since this isn't Villy that's taking our order, also tell Villy that Jameson said hi.
Will do.
Thanks.
Any drinks for y'all?
Yeah, really, really big, like this big. With like beer in it.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
What?
We don't serve alcohol here.
All right, then I'll serve fruit juice.
Corby wants a juice box.
Yes, yeah. I do. This is my sulking large man's juice box. That's what I want.
They have giant juice boxes here because of course they do. So she brings it to you and it's like the size of her torso.
It's going book, book, yes. Book, book. The damn straw keeps bending.
I take the box from them.
No, I can send it back. More. Tastes better when I do it myself.
You can't drink it. You break the straw, and it spills all over the place. Come on, Corby.
Fine.
So also in this restaurant, one person is dressed a little bit better. She's an elf and is eating alone. There's a younger half-elf who keeps running up to her and then running out, and she's giving her directions. There's also several dwellers. And there are several of these creatures you've probably seen before in your travels. They look like a cross between a frog and a chameleon.
All I can think of is the frog from the old Bugs Bunny cartoons that would sing and dance until someone else comes in. And someone else comes in and goes...
Well, these are probably the same size or maybe a little bit larger than halflings. And these are Minashi.
And there's one here?
There are several. They can be a little disconcerting because their eyes do rotate independently.
And you don't know which one to look at when you're talking. Yeah, I got it.
So you see kind of a few eyes rolling over towards you, but you can't actually tell if they're looking at you.
How common are Minashi?
They're not incredibly common, but they're more common on floating islands than anywhere else because they're amphibious. So they can live on land or in the sea. So they're... either in sort of swampy places, and they've made that place their home in small groups, or they are living in and out of the water.
So I look at everybody else, and I'm like, don't worry. Those are just Minashi. They're those half-frog, half-chameleon things you've heard about. When you're talking to them, best to just look at their nose. That way you don't notice the eyes that are wandering around. That happens. But they're fine. They're a little mischievous, but they're good.
You see that there's a group of three or four of them listening very carefully to what one is saying. They're in a table in the corner.
Please tell me they talk in like a croaking voice. Ribbit, ribbit.
Yes. If I can.
Oh, Ashanti, we're over here. Come join us.
I'll make my way over, scanning the room. Nod at the Mashani. Give him a little two-finger salute.
Do we know where we're supposed to be going? I mean, I know we're waiting for the ship to be repaired, but do we have a lead on where we're going after that?
Well, I thought there was a certain path that this
yes.
God was following. We were kind of going to try to get in the way.
Yeah, we were projecting kind of where it must be originating from and going to.
And that's when you sailed into a storm.
Which essentially told us we're on the right path because we encountered the thing. We're like, all right, keep following this line and we should end up right at the heart of it.
So we still know where we're going then. We're not off course or anything like that.
I suppose we're a little off right now just to go get our repairs, but we should know where to go back to.
I was going out of town, so I'm right on the right path.
I'm trying to save our island, our family's island, so I have to find the Storm Queen.
I'm totally going to help you do that, and I figure as long as we're on the water, we're absolutely heading in the right direction.
Oh, Corby.
I raised my glass and toast, Corby. Yes.
Well, it's possible that maybe, the goddess does provide, so it's possible that maybe somebody here knows something? I don't know. There's rumors and stuff. All I know is if I go around and start talking to people, they're going to get really mad at me, just like last time I started talking to people. So out of character, I would say it's still good to gather information because we may know where we're going. I don't know what the fuck we're up against.
The server will come back and bring you what you asked for, but also sort of delicacies of this of Vili on the house, because Vili knows and likes Jameson, apparently. So small little anchovies that are deep fried that you can just chow down.
Those two don't go together.
What, deep fried anchovies or somebody likes Jameson? Which one?
Knows and likes.
Kelsey, I get that you don't like me. I understand. It's fine. You don't have to like me. I'm only here because we're trying to save an island. I mean, I assume that's why you're here. But
no, not really. But
I've been sailing these seas for a while. People know me.
I got that, Sparkles. I understand. But listen, this storm god, this storm queen, she's some stormy, has been attacking other islands, right?
Yes.
So is there any chance that anybody from those other islands is in this bar that we can get some information about the storm queen from?
Or there have been refugees through.
Are you going to eat all that? Just saying.
Yeah, here. Don, you could have that.
All right, cool. Thanks.
So what I'm saying is that, you're the good talker. You do well with other people. Is there any chance you could, mingle a bit? And see if we can get some information about from refugees about what to expect.
Oh, sure. Seems like a legitimate plan. Let me go and talk to these Minashi.
So God, he's gone. Okay, so Corby,
I got a big mouth. I got a big mouthful of noodles. Boy, this is a good plan. Who's good talking? This fruit's pretty good. This fruit juice is good too.
As Corby's about to drink my fruit juice, my mage hand slides back and grabs it and pulls it to me.
Next time I see the serving person walk by, tap the box, bone dry over here. Just saying.
Yeah, you make that noise with the straw.
Tink, tink.
Jameson, you approach the Minaski in the corner?
Yes.
At least five eyes swivel towards you. The one who actually is wearing shorts will croak at you, Ocean Keeper's blessing. The rest of the Minaski will answer,
All hail the Ocean Keeper.
And I put my hands together, and then I bow and I say, all hail the Ocean Keeper.
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 And for a third time, all hail the Ocean Keeper.
And then they all stand up and wave their little hands in the air. And you notice that their kind of slimy little bodies glow a little bit when they say that.
And I wave my hands in the air and I go, all hail the ocean keeper. And I have my mage hand do it above me.
They're going to keep going until you stop, because that's part of their religion, is they have to say that anytime someone says it back.
Oh, okay. The fourth time is the limit. Like, I stop after that and I'm like, hello, friend Menashe. I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind. Do you know anything about the Storm Queen?
The Menashe with shorts on will put both eyes on you, but still blinks independently.
The Storm Queen brings freedom.
Freedom from what?
They are all taken aback, and they all throw their hands up in the air and just say, freedom!
From what?
Freedom from fear. Freedom from evil. She is the blessing that the Ocean Keeper has sent.
Oh, the Ocean Keeper.
Interesting. Do you know maybe where we could find her?
She is in the middle of the storm.
The middle of the storm?
She's the Storm Queen. She's in the middle of the storm.
Independent eye blink.
I thought the storm preceded her.
The storm also precedes her.
So how can she be in the middle of the storm while it preceding her?
Only the Ocean Keeper knows.
All hail the Ocean Keeper!
Well, thank you very much for that. And you all enjoy your meal and your conversation and your swivelly eyes. And all hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper!
One of them, who looks like an older Menashe, has a cane, and she will tap it on the ground for attention, and everybody sort of, you can tell that the one in shorts is like probably some sort of spiritual leader, but she is obviously the elder. She actually has one eye that is kind of milky and probably doesn't see anymore. She will tap her cane on the floor, point it at you.
Why do you seek the Storm Queen?
We wish to have a conversation with her so that she doesn't wreck our island with her storm.
But the Storm Queen brings freedom.
She also brings death and destruction.
We're going to need a few rolls if you want more information from them.
Assuming there's more to get from them. So she wants to talk, or she's willing to talk.
She is more than willing to talk.
I utilize the fact that she's an old religious zealot and she believes this stuff so much to get her mad enough to let things slip.
How are you going to do that?
Basically, be a little condescending in my fabulousness, because it's so easy to do, as we've already determined from Kelsey, and be a little annoying at the same time to intimidate her into letting things slip about the Storm Queen and information about where she might be or where we might be able to find her.
That sounds like an intimidation roll.
I only got a 9.
She takes her cane and hits you in the back of one knee and says, "Respect your elders." And walk/waddle away. The leader will look at you and say,
"Forgive Opal. She is old and crazy."
Old and crazy.
Independent eye blinks.
So are you saying that you don't always appreciate Opal?
No, we respect Opal. The outsiders just do not understand her.
I actually understand her quite good. There's nothing wrong with being religious. I find it to be rather freeing. I just wanted her to tell me where the Storm Queen was so I could go and, you know, have a conversation with her. You don't happen to know where the Storm Queen is, do you?
Opal knows where the Storm Queen is. You've pissed her off, though.
I can see that.
Opal is not one who easily gives up information. She is the one who works the general store during the day.
Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your meal while I go hobble back to my table.
Ocean Keeper's blessing.
Slight glow.
All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper.
And when they slightly glow, and I say all hail the Ocean Keeper, I say illumin, and my cape, my cloak, my prismatic cloak lights up.
Hands go in the air. They're very excited about that. They start yelling about the Ocean Keeper's majesty and how the Ocean Keeper protects them and all animals and people of the sea. The more they talk and the more fervent they get, the more they glow.
I want to get one of them, like, wave their hands with a little bitty lighter. That's what I want.
Finally, the server comes up and is like, okay, calm down. This is the family-friendly restaurant. If you want to be rowdy, you can go to the tavern.
None of that glowing.
Oh, tavern.
I see Corby's eyes light up across the table.
I go sit back at the table and I look everybody over.
What'd you find out?
I'm like, Well, I found out that the old one that just left, her name is Opal. She runs the general store. She must be new because she wasn't here last time I was here. She knows where the ocean, she knows where the Storm Queen is, but she doesn't like me very much because I annoyed her. And Kelsey, you can understand that. So now I put it on you, or Ashani, to go find out where the Storm Queen is. And I'm going to eat my fish cakes.
I think you did a really good job, Jameson, because we didn't know any of that before. And importantly, we just found out that there's a tavern. I mean,
it's true.
I'm just saying that.
Most importantly, Corby ate your food while you're away from the table.
Well, it was getting kind of cold, and I didn't think you were going to come back.
No, you're doing him a favor.
I feel kind of bad, so I could get you some more?
Another round of family platters for y'all?
We're going to go to the tavern, and Corby's going to buy me a beer because he ate my food.
Well, it's just getting cold.
So the tavern is essentially, if we're talking about a square where each point is a group of houseboats, is catty corner from the cafe. So you will have to cross the town circle.
Is Opal still there?
No, she's not. And Jameson, you also know that the one in shorts who was doing most of the talking wasn't there when last time you were here either.
Because I'm halfway decent at persuasion. So I have like massive charisma. I'm just oozing charisma. Can't you hear it? No, really, my charisma is 19.
Nice. Wow. Very nice.
Impressive.
All right, Ashani, do you want to go talk to Opal?
I'm going to give a little time for her to cool down. Not too much, like about 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll head over.
Are we playing annoying cop, consoling cop?
I just don't want her to be too hot still when I go over there if she was actually deeply pissed off versus just a knee-jerk blasphemer slap.
If it gets really bad, I'll be interpretive dance cop. We'll see what happens.
Does Corby know how to dance?
He's not good at it, but he'll try.
Corby has many layers. He's like an onion. The cafe kind of empties out. Jameson and Corby go off to the tavern. Ashani, you're going to talk to Opal. Kelsey, what are you doing?
Look at you. I'm like, you're more than welcome to join me, Kelsey, if you want. I'm sure Corby will be just fine with Jameson.
I promise I won't leave.
That's okay. I'll stay here. I wanted to keep an eye on Corby. I promised Mom.
Kelsey, he's with me. It's fine. Go with Ashani.
I lean over and put my hand on Kelsey's shoulder. I said, we all have our burdens to bear, sister.
Hey, Jameson's not that bad.
I agree. Jameson's not that bad.
See, he tried really hard to talk to those nice frogfish people with the lizard heads. They were really nice. He just had a hard time with them.
I think he's an honorary frog person now. They seemed quite excited about him.
If you just say, all hail the ocean keeper, they'll
all hail the ocean keeper.
Ashani, could I get a religion roll?
It's not very impressive, though, because that's only a 9.
So you are dedicated to Maim, right?
That is correct.
Goddess of the sea?
Yes.
There's a lot of different names for all the different gods, but ocean keeper is not one you're familiar with for Maim. You're not sure if they're talking about the same goddess as you.
But knowing that there's so many alternate names and
It's possible that the ocean keeper is another name for Maim.
So Shani, you're gonna head over there. Kelsey, you wanna go? You can go. I can stay here. I'll just keep Jameson out of trouble. It'll be fine.
I think I just cramp Ashanti's style. She's got this.
All right.
I really wanted Corby just to be off with Jameson and see what happened.
If Ashani's gonna go talk to, if she's gonna go talk to Opal, why don't the three of us then just go like across tavern to the tavern? Yeah, see,
this is why I'm here.
I got good ideas.
I actually walk across with you and see where you guys sit down because I'm letting some time lag.
So this is a pretty rough houseboat that's been turned into a tavern. Think teenage kid renting out their mom's basement for a kegger.
This place is fucking awesome. Look at this.
They've got lights up on the ceiling. Oh my God.
There's a much bigger variety of races. So you can tell that the people who are in here at this time of day are probably fisher people, not fish people, individuals who fish for a living.
Is there a barmaid that is servicing our area, our table?
You have to go to the bar. It looks like there's only one person, in fact, who probably runs this joint.
I'm going to walk up and I'm going to...
Whoa, Corby, sit down.
I want a kelpvice. I want a kelpvicen. Give me a kelpvicen. It's a seaweed beer. It's really good. Oh my God, is it good?
I got it. I know what you like.
All right.
Sparkles, I'm assuming you want wine.
I don't. I would also like a kelpvicen. Thank you very much.
I will get three then. I go up to the bar.
See, Jameson, I let Kelsey keeps all the money, so I owe you this beer, right? And she's going to buy it, but it's actually coming from me. Okay, so we're good.
That we are good then.
Cool.
Okay. I tell the bartender I want 3 of the kelp beer, whatever the hell it's called.
Make mine a big one!
Next time I come up here to get one, I want one that's half filled with water and half filled with beer. My brother cannot hold his liquor.
I hold it really good. It gets all in my tummy.
I'm saying it so quiet you can't hear. Shush.
Right.
And so I come back with the 3 flagons, set them on the table.
For further reference, the bartender is a ice blue dragonborn. She understands. She sees a lot of people come in and go in, and you know, sometimes has to cut off some of the fishers. And
I need him to keep his mind about him, so yeah.
He doesn't seem like he has that big of a mind to keep about.
Understood. But yes, it's fine, Corby. I got your beer. I'll be right there. Hold on. Thank you for your help. I head back to the table.
So, Jameson, I'm going to be telling you, I think you did an amazing job with that opal lady, and it's so frustrating to have to talk to religious people all the time. I had to spend a lot of time with Ashanti, and they're so maddening. Sometimes you just want to take them and just shake them. But the nice part is, though, that like, if you hurt real bad, they can like patch you up and stuff. So you kind of got to say you're sorry sometimes and stuff. But I think you did a really good job, and I'm proud of you, man.
You know, Corby, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, when Kelsey sits back down, I'm like, so how's Layla? That's the dragonborn bartender. She's lovely. She'll do what you need her to do.
She poured this big beer. Yeah.
Thanks, Sparkles.
3 of you go to clink your glasses together. And as you draw away, that is actually, it's a triangle wipe to Ashanti walking onto the town circle.
So you see Ashanti look around, kind of gain the measure of the surroundings since she has not been to this particular oasis before. She sees a general store, and does it have like a display window or anything like that, or is it just...
It's an open-air tent.
So is it on like the periphery of our floating square?
Yeah, it's kind of on one side. You also see that there is another tent that is not open-air, and it says closed on it. You see the same young person who is running in and out of the cafe, running in and out of that place. So you see Opal, she is in a rocking chair with a fan, with her eyes darting all over the place.
So I walk in and kind of looking around at the stuff in the tent. Good day.
Ocean Keeper's blessings upon you.
Ocean Keeper's blessings upon you as well.
Thank you, young one. What are you looking for?
Browsing right now, looking for anything that would catch my eye, anything that might help us out too. I know a lot of people come through little shops like this looking for information, and I'll take 2 of those, one of these, pointing at some little like gugas that she's got out, toy type things or whatever for the kids. Pull a couple coins out of the pocket and slide those out. So couldn't help but hear the altercation you had with that annoying, sparkling man a little while ago. What did he say to upset you so? I'm really apologize for the way he treated you.
He's a whippersnapper.
So she starts muttering to herself, rocking back and forth in her chair, fanning herself.
Yeah, some people have no respect, sister, no respect.
We also have some lovely dried herbs for sale.
I've got that sacred flame cantrip. I'm just going to summon it up where it looks like dancing water flames in my hand, and then just kind of close my hand up and go, yes, I'm very interested in herbs and healing. Must serve the ocean.
I'm going to need a roll for impression, so...
How about persuasion?
Persuasion would be good.
24.
Both of her eyes, even the one that's milky, like focus in on those flames, and she just goes, ooh, a magic healer. Yes, we have things for you. And she will go over to one side, and there's a box with several small compartments that looks like it has glass overlaid on it with different names of different herbs. So you see some of the general ones, you see ones that are commonly found in the sea. There's one called kelpies that you've never heard of.
What does this one do? I've not heard of kelpies before.
Kelpies will help you sleep when you have coughing.
So I'll take some of that and some of this. And what's this one here? I haven't heard of that one before. That one right there, that wet seaweed stuff.
Marcoy is used to soothe sore muscles.
What do I owe you for these? And do Do you know where I could find, you know, anything that's maybe a little more rare or hard to find? I know that there's supposed to be a very powerful person of some sort of magical nature around here that has great powers. I'm always on the lookout to learn new things to take my healing forward.
I'm going to need another persuasion or if you want to go a different way, intimidate, or if you want to impress with more magical abilities.
I might do a little bit of the sacred flame and let it like dribble like drips of water from one hand to the other, that blue-green, where it looks like a slow-motion flame, and then it like plops like raindrops into a pool that fills up into flames. And then I will go with persuasion again. 25 that time.
The Ocean Keeper has blessed you greatly.
Most certainly. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper. So she is so impressed by your magic. And you speak of the Storm Queen, the one who carries the Ocean Keeper's blessing.
That would explain her great power. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper. And you see that she shimmers very brightly. You don't shimmer. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I like to think I have my own inner sparkle.
It's all about the inner sparkle, not the outer sparkle.
It's all about the core.
You wish to join her quest for freedom.
Ooh, quest for freedom? Sounds like a noble cause. Is it freedom for all? Is that something that I can participate in?
Freedom for all. Freedom from the tyranny. Freedom to love the Ocean Keeper.
Well, I'm all about fighting tyranny and loving the ocean. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper.
How can I help out this Storm Queen, this fighter against tyranny?
You must prove your worth to the Storm Queen.
Okay, I'll do it. What do I need to do?
Opal will go underneath one of the tables. And she will bring up a small box, and she hands you the box and says, take this and go to the island north of here. There you will meet one that is the Ocean Queen's close friend. Prove yourself to her, and you will prove yourself to the Storm Queen.
Very respectfully, I take the box. Now, how big is it? Is it like a small box, or does it take two hands to hold it?
It's a pretty small box.
So, like, I could fit it into a pocket or a purse or whatever pretty easily?
A purse, yes. Actually, if pockets in this world are sensible, like they should be in ours, do you want to open it?
Well, before I do that, I look at her and make eye contact. I'm like, so I provide this box or the contents of the box to the emissary on the island to the north, and am I supposed to not open this before I deliver it, or may I look at the contents so that I understand my quest?
She kind of tilts her head to the side and like just slowly opens it in front of you, and there's a little map inside so you can get to the emissary.
Brilliant. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper. Although if you do take the box, that would make sense since the emissary is really cool and I'm cool with her too. So maybe that would mean something?
I will take the box and the map and pay for my herbs. How much do I owe you? I'm sorry. You've been so very helpful, and I just realized I don't even know your name.
They call me Opal.
Opal, you have been just such a delight. I feel like this day has been truly a gift from the Ocean Keeper. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
All hail the Ocean Keeper. That's 10 silver.
Just slide 10 silver across.
She will also reach under a different thing, and she will hand you a pretty plain gray sack. This is a bag of blessing from the Ocean Keeper. Open it when you are in dire trouble.
You are most generous and gracious. And I'll bow and all hail the Ocean Keeper as I'm backing away.
Ocean Keeper. You just hear in the background, it fades out. It's really creepy.
Oh, awesome.
All hail the Ocean Keeper. All hail the Ocean Keeper.
You see, hear me go, all hail the... Oh, God damn it. Stop that.
So you see, as you walk away, the elf is going into the closed tent. You see a dwarf is now sitting outside the healer's tent. Are you going to stop and talk to anybody, or are you just heading back?
I'll give a nod at the elf, because I'm half-elf, and like kind of check out the ears and kind of like move my hair back a bit so that they can see my awesome ears.
She gives you the cis nod.
Yeah, and I'll give the cis nod back, and I'm going to just do the nod and kind of look down at the dwarf, because that's what you do, and then I'm going to head over to the tavern, which I'm hoping is not aflame or have people being ejected from windows or anything like that at this point.
High or low for good?
High.
The entire bar is joined together, like arm over shoulders, and Corby is like in the middle of them singing some drinking song that he learned from God knows where.
I'll never forget that awful night in 1964. 700 sailors dead upon the floor.
Kelsey's at the bar going, you sure the last two drinks were water? Really?
Wait, did we mean water and she winks, or water and she doesn't wink?
Water.
No wink?
No wink.
My bad.
I've been drinking Irish car bombs all night.
Yes.
And I assume Jameson's providing the light show.
That's when Jameson is like giving Kelsey the wink and the thumbs up as he's putting on the light show for the singing.
These people, Kelsey, these people are like, they're like our people. And we're like all the people. These are our people now. This is really good. This is really good. Is that mine? Grab another beer.
Whoa.
So it was super loud. Like, you could hear them singing from the town circle. And actually, following behind you is a plum-colored dweller. She's dressed fairly nicely, and she claps her hands together really loudly, but nobody can hear her. And so she runs up to the bar and grabs, like, a pot and a spoon and starts, like, banging on it. Corby, what do you do?
They want attention. She needs attention. Someone shush, 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 shush. Stand up on a table. Shush, 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 shush.
When he stands up on the table, I cast a cantrip to make his voice louder.
Oh, that's loud. I'm loud anyway.
Everybody be quiet.
All right, y'all, let's just calm down here. We allowed a tavern on here, y'all, so that you could have a place to drink away from the kids. We did not provide a tavern so that you could be this rowdy in the middle of the day.
It's the daytime? I didn't know it was the daytime. Sorry.
Just come back later when it's rowdy time.
Is it better if I come back at night?
We would just prefer if you didn't come back.
Kelsey, I think she's mad at me.
So, Jameson, you know her, but you're not on great terms. This is Uzuma Fortitude. She is the leader of this floating island.
Yeah, when I see her walk in, I slowly, quietly try to slip out the back door.
Oh, I need a stealth roll, please.
Yes, you do.
Jameson, where are you going? Where are you going? It's important. It's important right here.
I failed because I cantripped him to be really loud, and it's really loud.
You did cantrip him to be really loud.
Jameson, this important lady's talking. Get back here. Come here.
Instead of sneaking away, everybody's head swivels to you.
As I have the door open and I'm about to leave.
And her eyes narrow, and she says, as I live and breathe, Jameson Cree.
See, you guys are friends. That's good.
Avanti, Glitter and Blood is played using Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition from Wizards of the Coast. Our theme music is Ghost Dance by Kevin McLeod. Hear more at incompetech.com. Be sure to check out our other awesome podcasts, She's a Super Geek, Knights of the Night, Misdirected Mark, and Gaming and BS.